Jeff Baxter, Managing Director of Smarter Society and organizer of the event.
West Kent Business and Invest West Kent have a much broader program. So the expo really is the icing on the cake. But the program has been offering one-to-one mentoring for businesses across the region. We host events all across the region, and the events will cover really important areas for businesses, like how to get funding, how to get your business noticed on the various digital platforms, how you can grow sales, you know, and ultimately how you can make more profit and employ people within the region.
I asked Jeff Baxter how businesses were feeling about 2025.
So I think that there is an underlying confidence within the region. And what we're hoping is that the expo gives a really good chance to just see that.
I spoke to Roderick Parrish, Director at Perimeter Solutions, about hiring locally.
Yes, the company, we are 14th year of trading now, and every year we've been growing. The last 12 months has been exceptional growth. Yeah, it's going very well, and we are recruiting local installers, as well as manager staff, trainees and apprentices.
Although companies may have roles available, it's not always easy to find the candidates that they need, as highlighted by Carly Knight of recruitment agency Office Angels.
It's also really important to make sure that clients are offering really good benefits for staff, because sometimes it's not the money that makes a candidate move. It's all the extra things, sustainability, it's cycling to work, it's holiday, it's flexible working. There's so many different things that candidates want from the market.
Many of the knowledge-based companies at the event were concerned about the potential of AI to disrupt their industries, but Neil Simmons of TN Recruits was more bullish on the potential opportunities.
According to some studies, we're going to lose 70,000 jobs as a result, or job titles as a result of AI, but we're going to grow 130,000 jobs. So I see the positive in that.
Grania Dunn, founder of a virtual assistant and social media management company, was concerned about the need for ongoing training in a world where technology is constantly changing.
It's hard to consistently keep them up to speed. So it's finding ways to make people not lose interest when things change and they've not been able to keep it up. So trying to figure out ways of continually upskilling people, that's going to always be a challenge.